Ecclesiastes chapter 1. The words of Ecclesiastes, the son of David, king of Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, said Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, and all is vanity. What hath a man more of all his labor than he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth standeth forever. The sun riseth and goeth down, and returneth to his place, and there, rising again, maketh his round by the south, and turneth again to the north. The Spirit goeth forward, surveying all places round about, and returneth to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea doth not overflow. Unto the place from whence the rivers come they return, to flow again. All things are hard. Man cannot explain them by word. The eye is not filled with seeing, neither is the ear filled with hearing. What is it that hath been? The same thing that shall be. What is it that hath been done? The same that shall be done. Nothing under the sun is new, neither is any man able to say, Behold, this is new, for it hath already gone before in the ages that were before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor indeed of those things which hereafter are to come. Shall there be any remembrance with them that shall be in the latter end? I, Ecclesiastes, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I proposed in my mind to seek and search out wisely concerning all things that are done under the sun. This painful occupation hath God given to the children of men to be exercised therein. I have seen all things that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. The perverse are hard to be corrected, and the number of fools is infinite. I have spoken in my heart, saying, Behold, I am become great, and have gone beyond all in wisdom that were before me in Jerusalem. And my mind hath contemplated many things wisely, and I have learned. And I have given my heart to know prudence, and learning, and errors, and folly. And I have perceived that in these also there was labor and vexation of spirit. Because in much wisdom there is much indignation, and he that addeth knowledge addeth also labor. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said in my heart, I will go and abound with delights, and enjoy good things, and I saw that this also was vanity. Laughter I counted error, and to mirth I said, Why art thou vainly deceived? I thought in my heart to withdraw my flesh from wine, that I might turn my mind to wisdom, and might avoid folly, till I might see what was profitable for the children of men, and what they ought to do under the sun all the days of their life. I made me great works, I built me houses, and planted vineyards. I made gardens and orchards, and set them with trees of all kinds. And I made me ponds of water, to water therewith the wood of the young trees. I got me men servants and maid servants, and had a great family, and herds of oxen, and great flocks of sheep, above all that were before me in Jerusalem. I heaped together for myself silver and gold, and the wealth of kings and provinces. I made me singing men and singing women, and the delights of the sons of men, cups and vessels to serve to pour out wine. And I surpassed in riches all that were before me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I refused them not, and I withheld not my heart from enjoying every pleasure, and delighting itself in the things which I had prepared, and esteemed this my portion, to make use of my own labor. And when I turned myself to all the works which my hands had wrought, and to the labors wherein I had labored in vain, I saw in all things vanity and vexation of mind, and that nothing was lasting under the sun. I passed further to behold wisdom and errors and folly. What is man, said I, that he can follow the king his maker? And I saw that wisdom excelled folly, as much as light differeth from darkness. The eyes of a wise man are in his head, the fool walketh in darkness. And I learned that they were to die both alike. And I said in my heart, If the death of the fool and mine shall be one, what doth it avail me that I have applied myself more to the study of wisdom? And speaking with my own mind, I perceived that this also was vanity. For there shall be no remembrance of the wise, no more than that of the fool forever. and the times to come shall cover all things together with oblivion. The learned dieth in like manner as the unlearned. And therefore I was weary of my life, when I saw that all things under the sun are evil, and all vanity and vexation of spirit. Again I hated all my application wherewith I had earnestly labored under the sun, being like to have an heir after me, whom I know not whether he will be a wise man or a fool. And he shall have rule over all my labors with which I have labored and been solicitous. And is there anything so vain? Wherefore I left off, and my heart renounced laboring any more under the sun. For when a man laboreth in wisdom and knowledge and carefulness, he leaveth what he hath gotten to an idle man. So this also is vanity and a great evil. For what profit shall a man have of all his labor and vexation of spirit with which he hath been tormented under the sun? All his days are full of sorrows and miseries, even in the night he doth not rest in mind. And is not this vanity? Is it not better to eat and drink, and to show his soul good things of his labors? And this is from the hand of God. Who shall so feast and abound with delights as I? God hath given to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he hath given vexation and superfluous care, to heap up and to gather together, and to give it to him that hath pleased God. But this also is vanity and a fruitless solicitude of the mind. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. All things have their season, and in their times all things pass under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to destroy, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather. A time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces. A time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time of love, and a time of hatred, a time of war, and a time of peace. What hath man more of his labor? I have seen the trouble which God hath given the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made all things good in their time, and hath delivered the world to their consideration, so that man cannot find out the work which God hath made from the beginning to the end. And I have known that there was no better thing than to rejoice and to do well in this life. For every man that eateth and drinketh and seeth good of his labor, this is the gift of God. I have learned that all the works which God hath made continue forever. We cannot add anything, nor take away from those things which God hath made that he may be feared. That which hath been made, the same continueth. The things that shall be have already been, and God restoreth that which is past. I saw under the sun in the place of judgment wickedness, and in the place of justice iniquity. And I said in my heart, God shall judge both the just and the wicked, and then shall be the time of everything. I said in my heart concerning the sons of men that God would prove them and show them to be like beasts. Therefore the death of man and of beasts is one, and the condition of them both is equal. As man dieth, so they also die. All things breathe alike, and man hath nothing more than beast. All things are subject to vanity, and all things go to one place. Of earth they were made, and into earth they return together. Who knoweth if the spirit of the children of Adam ascend upward, and if the spirit of the beasts descend downward? And I have found that nothing is better than for a man to rejoice in his work, and that this is his portion. For who shall bring him to know the things that shall be after him? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I turned myself to other things, and I saw the oppressions that are done under the sun, and the tears of the innocent, and they had no comforter. And they were not able to resist their violence, being destitute of help from any. And I praised the dead rather than the living. And I judged him happier than them both, that is not yet born, nor hath seen the evils that are done under the sun. Again I considered all the labors of men, and I remarked that their industries are exposed to the envy of their neighbor. So in this also there is vanity and fruitless care. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh, saying, Better is a handful with rest than both hands full with labor and vexation of mind. Considering, I found also another vanity under the sun. There is but one, and he hath not a second, no child, no brother, and yet he ceaseth not to labor. Neither are his eyes satisfied with riches, neither doth he reflect, saying, For whom do I labor, and defraud my soul of good things? In this also is vanity, and a grievous vexation. It is better, therefore, that two should be together than one, for they have the advantage of their society. If one fall, he shall be supported by the other. Woe to him that is alone, for when he falleth, he hath none to lift him up. And if two lie together, they shall warm one another. How shall one alone be warmed? And if a man prevail against one, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Better is a child that is poor and wise than a king that is old and foolish, who knoweth not to foresee for hereafter. Because out of prison and chains sometimes a man cometh forth to a kingdom, and another, born king, is consumed with poverty. I saw all men living that walk under the sun, with the second young man who shall rise up in his place. The number of the people, of all that were before him, is infinite, and they that shall come after shall not rejoice in him. But this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and draw nigh to hear. For much better is obedience than the victims of fools who know not what evil they do. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Speak not anything rashly, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter a word before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Dreams follow many cares, and in many words shall be found folly. If thou hast vowed anything to God, defer not to pay it, for an unfaithful and foolish promise displeaseth him. But whatsoever thou hast vowed, pay it. And it is much better not to vow than after a vow not to perform the things promised. Give not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, and say not before the angel, There is no providence, lest God be angry at thy words and destroy all the works of thy hands. Where there are many dreams, there are many vanities and words without number, but do thou fear God. If thou shalt see the oppressions of the poor, and violent judgments, and justice perverted in the province, wonder not at this matter, for he that is high hath another higher, and there are others still higher than these. Moreover, there is the king that reigneth over all the land, subject to him. A covetous man shall not be satisfied with money, and he that loveth riches shall reap no fruit from them. So this also is vanity. Where there are great riches, there are also many to eat them. And what doth it profit the owner, but that he seeth the riches with his eyes? Sleep is sweet to a laboring man, whether he eat little or much, but the fullness of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is also another grievous evil, which I have seen under the sun, riches kept to the hurt of the owner, for they are lost with very great affliction. He hath begotten a son who shall be in extremity of want. As he came forth naked from his mother's womb, so shall he return, and shall take nothing away with him of his labor. A most deplorable evil. As he came, so shall he return. What then doth it profit him that he hath labored for the wind? All the days of his life he eateth in darkness, and in many cares, and in misery, and sorrow. This therefore hath seemed good to me, that a man should eat and drink, and enjoy the fruit of his labor wherewith he hath labored under the sun all the days of his life which God hath given him, and this is his portion. And every man to whom God hath given riches and substance, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to enjoy his portion, and to rejoice of his labor, this is the gift of God, for he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God entertaineth his heart with delight. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. There is also another evil which I have seen under the sun, and that frequent among men. A man to whom God hath given riches and substance and honor, and his soul wanteth nothing of all that he desireth. Yet God doth not give him power to eat thereof, but a stranger shall eat it up. This is vanity and a great misery. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, and attain to a great age, and his soul make no use of the goods of his substance, and he be without burial, of this man I pronounce that the untimely born is better than he. For he came in vain and goeth to darkness, and his name shall be wholly forgotten. He hath not seen the sun, nor known the distance of good and evil. Although he lived 2,000 years, and hath not enjoyed good things, do not all make haste to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, but his soul shall not be filled. What hath the wise man more than the fool? And what the poor man but to go thither where there is life? Better it is to see what thou mayest desire, than to desire that which thou canst not know. But this also is vanity and presumption of spirit. He that shall be, his name is already called, and it is known that he is a man, and cannot contend in judgment with him that is stronger than himself. There are many words that have much vanity in disputing. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. What needeth a man to seek things that are above him, whereas he knoweth not what is profitable for him in his life, in all the days of his pilgrimage, and the time that passeth like a shadow? Or who can tell him what shall be after him under the sun? A good name is better than precious ointments, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for in that we are put in mind of the end of all, and the living thinketh what is to come. Anger is better than laughter, because by the sadness of the countenance the mind of the offender is corrected. The heart of the wise is where there is mourning, and the heart of the fools where there is mirth. It is better to be rebuked by a wise man than to be deceived by the flattery of fools, for as the crackling of thorns burning under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. Now this also is vanity. Oppression troubleth the wise, and shall destroy the strength of his heart. Better is the end of his speech than the beginning. Better is the patient man than the presumptuous. Be not quickly angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Say not, what thinkest thou is the cause that former times were better than they are now? For this manner of question is foolish. Wisdom with riches is more profitable, and bringeth more advantage to them that see the sun. For as wisdom is a defense, so money is a defense. But learning and wisdom excel in this, that they give life to him that possesseth them. Consider the works of God, that no man can correct whom he hath despised. In the good day enjoy good things, and beware beforehand of the evil day. For God hath made both the one and the other, that man may not find against him any just complaint. These things also I saw in the days of my vanity. A just man perisheth in his justice, and a wicked man liveth a long time in his wickedness. Be not over just, and be not more wise than is necessary, lest thou become stupid. Be not overmuch wicked, and be not foolish, lest thou die before thy time. It is good that thou shouldst hold up the just, yea, and from him withdraw not thy hand, for he that feareth God neglecteth nothing. Wisdom hath strengthened the wise more than 10 princes of the city. For there is no just man upon earth that doth good and sinneth not. But do not apply thy heart to all words that are spoken, lest perhaps thou hear thy servant reviling thee. For thy conscience knoweth that thou also hast often spoken evil of others. I have tried all things in wisdom. I have said, I will be wise, and it departed farther from me much more than it was. It is a great depth. Who shall find it out? I have surveyed all things with my mind, to know and consider and seek out wisdom and reason, and to know the wickedness of the fool and the error of the imprudent. And I have found a woman more bitter than death, who is the hunter's snare, and her heart is a net, and her hands are bands. He that pleaseth God shall escape from her, but he that is a sinner shall be caught by her. Lo, this I have found, said Ecclesiastes, weighing one thing after another, that I might find out the account which yet my soul seeketh, and I have not found it. One man among 1,000 I have found, A woman among them all I have not found. Only this I have found, that God made man right, and he hath entangled himself with an infinity of questions. Who is as the wise man, and who hath known the resolution of the word? Ecclesiastes chapter 8. The wisdom of a man shineth in his countenance, and the Most Mighty will change his face. I observe the mouth of the king, and the commandments of the oath of God. Be not hasty to depart from his face, and do not continue in an evil work, for he will do all that pleaseth him. And his word is full of power. Neither can any man say to him, Why dost thou so? He that keepeth the commandment shall find no evil. The heart of a wiser man understandeth time and answer. There is a time and opportunity for every business, and great affliction for man, because he is ignorant of things past, and things to come he cannot know by any messenger. It is not in man's power to stop the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, neither is he suffered to rest when war is at hand, neither shall wickedness save the wicked. All these things I have considered, and applied my heart to all the works that are done under the sun. Sometimes one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. I saw the wicked buried, who also, when they were yet living, were in the holy place, and were praised in the city as men of just works. But this also is vanity. For because sentence is not speedily pronounced against the evil, the children of men commit evils without any fear. But though a sinner do evil 100 times, and by patience be borne withal, I know from thence that it shall be well with them that fear God, who dread his face. But let it not be well with the wicked, neither let his days be prolonged, but as a shadow let them pass away that fear not the face of the Lord. There is also another vanity which is done upon the earth. There are just men to whom evils happen, as though they had done the works of the wicked. And there are wicked men who are as secure as though they had the deeds of the just. But this also I judge most vain. Therefore I commend mirth, because there was no good for a man under the sun, but to eat and drink and be merry, and that he should take nothing else with him of his labor in the days of his life, which God hath given him under the sun. And I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to understand the distraction that is upon earth, for there are some that day and night take no sleep with their eyes. And I understood that man can find no reason of all those works of God that are done under the sun. And the more he shall labor to seek, so much the less shall he find. Yea, though the wise men shall say that he knoweth it, he shall not be able to find it. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. All these things have I considered in my heart, that I might carefully understand them. There are just men and wise men, and their works are in the hand of God. And yet man knoweth not whether he be worthy of love or hatred. But all things are kept uncertain for the time to come, because all things equally happen to the just and to the wicked, to the good and to the evil, to the clean and to the unclean, to him that offereth victims and to him that despiseth sacrifices. As the good is, so also is the sinner. As the perjured, so he also that sweareth truth. This is a very great evil among all things that are done under the sun, that the same things happen to all men, whereby also the hearts of the children of men are filled with evil and with contempt while they live, and afterwards they shall be brought down to hell. There is no man that liveth always, or that hopeth for this. A living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know nothing more, neither have they a reward any more, for the memory of them is forgotten. Their love also, and their hatred, and their envy are all perished, neither have they any part in this world, and in the work that is done under the sun. Go then, and eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with gladness, because thy works please God. At all times let thy garments be white, and let not oil depart from thy head. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy unsteady life, which are given to thee under the sun, all the time of thy vanity. For this is thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherewith thou laborest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand is able to do, do it earnestly, For neither work, nor reason, nor wisdom, nor knowledge shall be in hell, whither thou art hastening. I turned me to another thing, and I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the learned, nor favor to the skillful, but time and chance in all. Man knoweth not his own end, but as fishes are taken with the hook, and as birds are caught with the snare, so men are taken in the evil time, when it shall suddenly come upon them. This wisdom also I have seen under the sun, and it seemed to me to be very great. A little city, and a few men in it. There came against it a great king, and invested it, and built bulwarks round about it, and the siege was perfect. Now there was found in it a man poor and wise, and he delivered the city by his wisdom, and no man afterward remembered that poor man. And I said that wisdom is better than strength. How then is the wisdom of the poor man slighted, and his words not heard? The words of the wise are heard in silence, more than the cry of a prince among fools. Better is wisdom than weapons of war, and he that shall offend in one shall lose many good things. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dying flies spoil the sweetness of an ointment. Wisdom and glory is more precious than a small and short-lived folly. The heart of a wise man is in his right hand, and the heart of a fool is in his left hand. Yea, and the fool, when he walketh in the way, whereas he himself is a fool, esteemeth all men fools. If the spirit of him that hath power ascend upon thee, leave not thy place, because care will make the greatest sins to cease. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, as it were by an error proceeding from the face of the prince. A fool set in high dignity, and the rich sitting beneath. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking on the ground as servants. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and he that breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. He that removeth stones shall be hurt by them, and he that cutteth trees shall be wounded by them. If the iron be blunt, and be not as before, but be made blunt, with much labor it shall be sharpened, and after industry shall follow wisdom. If a serpent bite in silence, he is nothing better that backbiteth secretly. The words of the mouth of a wise man are grace, but the lips of a fool shall throw him down headlong. The beginning of his words is folly, and the end of his talk is a mischievous error. A fool multiplieth words. A man cannot tell what hath been before him, and what shall be after him, who can tell? The labor of fools shall afflict them that know not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and when the princes eat in the morning. Blessed is the land whose king is noble, and whose princes eat in due season for refreshment, and not for riotousness. By slothfulness a building shall be brought down, and through the weakness of hands the house shall drop through. For laughter they make bread and wine, that the living may feast, and all things obey money. Detract not the king. No, not in thy thought, and speak not evil of the rich man in thy private chamber, because even the birds of the air will carry thy voice, and he that hath wings will tell what thou hast said. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Cast thy bread upon the running waters, for after a long time thou shalt find it again. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full, they will pour out rain upon the earth. If the tree fall to the south or to the north, in what place soever it shall fall, there shall it be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that considereth the clouds shall never reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones are joined together in the womb of her that is with child, so thou knowest not the works of God, who is the maker of all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening let not thy hand cease, for thou knowest not which may rather spring up, this or that, and if both together, it shall be the better. The light is sweet, and it is delightful for the eyes to see the sun. If a man live many years and have rejoiced in them all, he must remember the darksome time, and the many days which, when they shall come, the things past shall be accused of vanity. Rejoice therefore, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart be in that which is good in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart and in the sight of thy eyes, and know that for all these God will bring thee into judgment. Remove anger from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for youth and pleasure are vain. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the time of affliction come, and the years draw nigh, of which thou shalt say, They please me not. Before the sun, and the light, and the moon, and the stars be darkened, and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall stagger, and the grinders shall be idle in a small number, and they that look through the holes shall be darkened. And they shall shut the doors in the street when the grinder's voice shall be low, and they shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall grow deaf. And they shall fear high things, and they shall be afraid in the way. The almond tree shall flourish, the locust shall be made fat, and the caper tree shall be destroyed, because man shall go into the house of his eternity, and the mourner shall go round about in the street. Before the silver cord be broken, and the golden fillet shrink back, and the pitcher be crushed at the fountain, and the wheel be broken upon the cistern, and the dust return to its earth from whence it was, and the spirit return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, said Ecclesiastes, and all things are vanity. And whereas Ecclesiastes was very wise, he taught the people and declared the things that he had done, and seeking out, he set forth many parables. He sought profitable words, and wrote words most right and full of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails deeply fastened in, which, by the counsel of masters, are given from one shepherd. More than these, my son, require not. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is an affliction of the flesh. Let us all hear together the conclusion of the discourse. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is all man. And all things that are done, God will bring into judgment for every error, whether it be good or evil. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 1. Let him kiss me with the kiss of his mouth, for thy breasts are better than wine, smelling sweet of the best ointments. Thy name is as oil poured out. Therefore young maidens have loved thee. Draw me. We will run after thee to the odor of thy ointments. The king hath brought me into his storerooms. We will be glad and rejoice in thee, remembering thy breasts more than wine. The righteous love thee. I am black but beautiful, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Do not consider me that I am brown, because the sun hath altered my color. The sons of my mother have fought against me. They have made me the keeper in the vineyards. My vineyard I have not kept. Show me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou liest in the midday, lest I begin to wander after the flocks of thy companions. If thou know not thyself, O fairest among women, go forth and follow after the steps of the flocks, and feed thy kids beside the tents of the shepherds. To my company of horsemen in Pharaoh's chariots have I likened thee, O my love. Thy cheeks are as beautiful as the turtle doves, thy neck as jewels. We will make thee chains of gold, inlaid with silver. While the king was at his repose, my spikenard sent forth the odor thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me. He shall abide between my breasts. A cluster of cypress my love is to me, in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Behold, thou art fair, O my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thy eyes are as those of doves. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, and comely. Our bed is flourishing. The beams of our houses are of cedar, our rafters of cypress trees. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 2. I am the flower of the field and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow, whom I desired, and his fruit was sweet to my palate. He brought me into the cellar of wine. He set in order charity in me. Stay me up with flowers. Compass me about with apples, because I languish with love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand shall embrace me. I adjure you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and the hearts of the field, that you stir not up, nor make the beloved to awake till she please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping over the hills. My beloved is like a roe, or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall, looking through the windows, looking through the lattices. Behold, my beloved speaketh to me. Arise, make haste, my love, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For winter is now past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers have appeared in our land, the time of pruning is come, the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree hath put forth her green figs, the vines in flower yield their sweet smell. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hollow places of the wall, show me thy face. Let thy voice sound in my ears, for thy voice is sweet, and thy face comely. Catch us the little foxes that destroy the vines, for our vineyard hath flourished. My beloved to me, and I to him who feedeth among the lilies. Till the day break and the shadows retire, return, be like, my beloved, to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 3. In my bed by night I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, and I found him not. I will rise and will go about the city. In the streets and the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, and I found him not. The watchmen who keep the city found me. Have you seen him whom my soul loveth? When I had a little passed by them, I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and I will not let him go till I bring him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that bore me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and the hearts of the fields, that you stir not up, nor awake my beloved, till she please. Who is she that goeth up by the desert, as a pillar of smoke by aromatical spices of myrrh and frankincense, and of all the powders of the perfumer? Behold, 70 valiant ones of the most valiant of Israel surrounded the bed of Solomon, all holding swords and most expert in war, every man's sword upon his thigh, because of fears in the night. King Solomon hath made him a litter of the wood of Lebanon, the pillars thereof he made of silver, the seat of gold, the going up of purple. The midst he covered with charity for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, ye daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon in the diadem, wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of the joy of his heart. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 4. How beautiful art thou, my love! How beautiful art thou! Thy eyes are dove's eyes, besides what is hid within. Thy hair is as flocks of goats which come up from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth as flocks of sheep that are shorn, which come up from the washing, all with twins, and there is none barren among them. Thy lips are as a scarlet lace, and thy speech sweet. Thy cheeks are as a piece of pomegranate, besides that which lieth hid within. Thy neck is as the tower of David, which is built with bulwarks. 1,000 bucklers hang upon it, all the armor of valiant men. Thy two breasts, like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies. Till the day break and the shadows retire, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is not a spot in thee. Come from Lebanon, my spouse, come from Lebanon, come. Thou shalt be crowned from the top of Amana, from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of the lions, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast wounded my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast wounded my heart with one of thy eyes, and with one hair of thy neck. How beautiful are thy breasts, my sister, my spouse! Thy breasts are more beautiful than wine, and the sweet smell of thy ointments above all aromatical spices. Thy lips, my spouse, are as a dripping honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments as the smell of frankincense. My sister, my spouse, is a garden enclosed, a garden enclosed, a fountain sealed up. Thy plants are a paradise of pomegranates with the fruits of the orchard, cypress with spikenard, spikenard and saffron, sweet cane and cinnamon, with all the trees of Lebanon, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief perfumes. The fountain of gardens, the well of living waters, which run with a strong stream from Lebanon. Arise, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow through my garden, and let the aromatical spices thereof flow. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 5. Let my beloved come into his garden, and eat the fruit of his apple trees. I am come into my garden, O my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my aromatical spices. I have eaten the honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, and drink, and be inebriated, my dearly beloved. I sleep, and my heart watcheth. The voice of my beloved knocking, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is full of dew, and my locks of the drops of the nights. I have put off my garment, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put his hand through the keyhole, and my bowels were moved at his touch. I arose up to open to my beloved. My hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers were full of the choicest myrrh. I opened the bolt of my door to my beloved, but he had turned aside and was gone. My soul melted when he spoke. I sought him and found him not. I called, and he did not answer me. The keepers that go about the city found me. They struck me and wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I languish with love. What manner of one is thy beloved of the beloved, O thou most beautiful among women? What manner of one is thy beloved of the beloved, that thou hast so adjured us? My beloved is white and ruddy, chosen out of the thousands. His head is as the finest gold, his locks as branches of palm trees, black as a raven. His eyes as doves upon brooks of waters which are washed with milk and sit beside the beautiful streams. His cheeks are as beds of aromatical spices set by the perfumers. His lips are as lilies dropping choice myrrh. His hands are turned and as of gold full of hyacinths. His belly as of ivory set with sapphires. His legs as pillars of marble that are set upon bases of gold. His form as of Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His throat most sweet, and he is all lovely. Such is my beloved, and he is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou most beautiful among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, and we will seek him with thee? Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 6. My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the bed of aromatical spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me, who feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, sweet and comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army set in array. Turn away thy eyes from me, for they have made me flee away. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth as a flock of sheep, which come up from the washing, all with twins, and there is none barren among them. Thy cheeks are as the bark of pomegranate, besides what is hidden within thee. There are 70 queens, and 40 concubines, and young maidens without number. One is my dove, my perfect one is but one. She is the only one of her mother, the chosen of her that bore her. The daughters saw her and declared her most blessed, the queens and concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in array? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valleys and to look if the vineyard had flourished and the pomegranates budded. I knew not, my soul troubled me for the chariots of Amminadab. Return, return, O Shulamitess, return, return that we may behold thee. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 7. What shalt thou see in the Shulamitis but the companies of camps? How beautiful are thy steps in shoes, O prince's daughter! The joints of thy thighs are like jewels that are made by the hand of a skillful workman. Thy navel is like a round bowl, never wanting cups. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat, set about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck is a tower of ivory, thy eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon, which are in the gate of the daughter of the multitude. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanus that looketh toward Damascus. Thy head is like Carmel, and the hairs of thy head as the purple of the king bound in the channels. How beautiful art thou, and how comely, my dearest, in delights! Thy stature is like to a palm tree, and thy breasts to clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up into the palm tree, and will take hold of the fruit thereof, and thy breasts shall be as the clusters of the vine, and the odor of thy mouth like apples. Thy throat is the best wine, worthy for my beloved to drink, and for his lips and his teeth to ruminate. I to my beloved, and his turning is towards me. Come, my beloved, let us go into the field, let us abide in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vineyard flourish, if the flowers be ready to bring forth fruits, if the pomegranates flourish. There will I give thee my breasts. The mandrakes give a smell. In our gates are all fruits. The new and the old, my beloved, I have kept for thee. Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 8. Who shall give to me for my brother, sucking the breasts of my mother, that I may find thee without, and kiss thee, and now no man may despise me? I will take hold of thee, and bring thee into my mother's house. There thou shalt teach me, and I will give thee a cup of spiced wine, and new wine of my pomegranates. His left hand under my head, and his right hand shall embrace me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you stir not up, nor awake my love, till she please. Who is this that cometh up from the desert, flowing with delights, leaning upon her beloved? Under the apple tree I raised thee up. There thy mother was corrupted, and there she was deflowered that bore thee. Put me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is hard as hell. The lamps thereof are fire and flames. Many waters cannot quench charity, neither can the floods drown it. If a man should give all the substance of his house for love, he shall despise it as nothing. Our sister is little and hath no breasts. What shall we do to our sister in the day when she is to be spoken to? If she be a wall, let us build upon it bulwarks of silver. If she be a door, let us join it together with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts are as a tower, since I am become in his presence as one finding peace. The peaceable had a vineyard in that which hath people. He let out the same to keepers. Every man bringeth for the fruit thereof 1,000 pieces of silver. My vineyard is before me. 1,000 are for thee, the peaceable, and 200 for them that keep the fruit thereof. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the friends hearken. Make me hear thy voice. Flee away, O my beloved, and be like to the roe and to the young hart upon the mountains of aromatical spices.